This is Stuck Mike on the field at Air Venture. You know, Air Venture is big.
Really big? You just won't believe how vastly, hugely, mind-bogglingly big it is.
In fact, setting it up happens for weeks before the event opens, and GES Exposition Services is responsible for moving all of the equipment, displays, and merchandise that visitors see at Air Venture. Dan Carr is the National Sales Manager and is the head guy on site responsible for setting up Air Venture.
I take care of everything here at the Air Venture show.
How long has GES been doing this with Air Venture?
GES has been doing Air Venture for over 30 years. We started back when there was just one hangar here.
Do you consider this one of your big ones?
This actually, according to statistics, is one of the largest consumer shows in the world. Right up close to I know the Paris Air Show is larger, but this is the largest air show.
Knowing that this is a huge job and that there aren't too many that are like it, what are some of the numbers that would give somebody a sense of the amount of effort and the scale of setting up Air Venture?
Well, I mean, as we're looking at it, exhibit-wise, we have over 750 exhibitors here on the floor right now. Total square footage, talking about all the areas where this is just commercial square footage, we're probably looking at over almost 2 million square feet. Coming into the show, we have over 1.5 million pounds of freight that comes onto the floor. And in order to service that, we actually have over 20 forklifts that we use, 3 all-terrain forks, then we do scissors lifts here. So it takes quite a number of equipment to actually do it. We have over 23 trailer loads worth of equipment here, which are 53-foot trailers. That's just our tools to get it ready. For the exhibitors, we actually have almost 95 trailer loads worth of equipment coming in. And of that 95 trailer loads worth of equipment, we will be picking up tonight and tomorrow before the show opens another 45 trailers of empties that we actually store out here in one of the lots, so that for all the exhibitors, all their crates, and then we bring those back at the end of the show.
So how long does the load in and setup take, both in terms of weeks and man hours?
Well, right now we actually start this 2 weeks prior to this. So we actually came into the show on July 13th, was our first day on the ground. And just look at our staff, is usually right around 75 men that we're running on this. And we're looking at well over 8,000 man hours that it takes to put this in. So it's quite a big undertaking. It's a huge area, but it is fun because normally we're working in convention centers, and now we're making an airfield a trade show, which is a really unique and challenging experience.
Dan's crew has run into some challenges uncommon for an exhibits company. He recalls a visit from a Russian aircraft, at the time the largest airplane in the world, that was carrying its display exhibit inside, way up high.
We had to use Condor lifts and also lulls and everything to get up that high to get it out, because we had no docking here. That's another, one of the other things is there's no physical docks here to unload trucks, so we have to bring ramps in and that, so that we can actually drive in and unload some of these things. So that was a unique situation.
You talked about one of the bigger challenges. What's one of the funniest things you've seen happen here? Is there any laughing in the 2 weeks before Air Venture?
The funniest thing that ever happened was when I first started here, and this is when, going back the years when I was just working on the floor, I was just one of the guys taking up. The guys came in, and we pulled up to the theater in the woods for teardown, and we had a case of beer on the back of the truck, and Audrey about killed us. You get that beer out of here, there's no beer on the grounds. And so that was about the only thing that I was so funny, because they never allow beer on the grounds here. Yeah. So that was just so funny. We had somebody forgot to move the case of beer.
So when you go home at night, at the end of the teardown, and you kind of breathe that big, deep breath, do you actually get to kind of mark time until next year?
No, that's not, actually this year it's going to be pretty tough, because we have another event that's coming right on the heels of this. Is the Seventh Day Adventist Pathfinders Jamboree is coming in down to the grounds, and there's going to be something of over I think it's 40,000 kids coming from all over the world, and they'll be taking over all of the hangars and that. So they actually come in on Thursday, so we have from Sunday night to Thursday to redo these grounds for them. So it's going to be a tough move, and the EA staff is really great on working together, and we'll get them together, and then after that, we get a little breather.
That's Dan Carr with GES Exposition Services. On the field at AirVenture 2009, I'm Stuck Mike.